from France. It's a 1974 hardtop with only 3,000 miles on it. Now, all I'm asking for this little beauty is $21.99, but I'll accept any reasonable offer. Why don't you call me right now, Crazy Hal, the used car king?
I'm coming, Crazy, as soon as I finish these wild hickory nuts.
Pick up that phone. I'll send you 500 blue chip stamps just for talking.
Hello, Crazy Hal. Listen, I'm calling about that 1974 hardtop. Yeah, I'd like to make you a reasonable offer. $100. No? Well, I'd like to make you an unreasonable offer. $50. Well, that's my last offer. Well, send me my blue chip stamp. 500 of them. My name? Fred G. Sanford. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. G, G-E-E. Sanford, yeah. No, I didn't call you yesterday.
Will you hang up, Pop?
And you got the address.
Look, I've asked you not to call Crazy Hal.
But son, he loves giving away those stamps. That's what made him.
Sure.
That's right. He wasn't nothing before he started giving away them stamps. And now, he's the most famous lunatic in California.
That's great, Pop. How about some dinner?
Dinner? We were going to have leftovers.
I don't care what we have as long as we have it. You don't mind serving it, do you?
No, I don't mind serving it. And I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't know you were coming home, so I ate my leftovers. Then I ate your leftovers. And now I ain't no leftovers left over.
Hey, can we get one thing straight right now?
We get everything.
I've been working hard all day on the truck, Pop. And when I be working out there on the truck, the least you could do is fix me dinner when I come home. Or have you stopped cooking, too?
What do you mean, too?
Well, you don't do nothing else.
Oh,
I do everything here. I load the truck. I make the pickups. I do the inventory. What do you do?
Coordinate.
You coordinate. You sleep on the couch all day.
That's right. I'm an interior coordinator. But why don't you forget about business for a little while and get you a girl and take out and have some fun?
I don't think I have the strength, Pop.
You got a girl?
Yeah.
Well, I got the strength. What's her number?
You know, I don't understand you, man. Working hard all day. And I don't understand this.
Hey, who?
Hey, Lamar, man. How's it going?
All right.
Mr. Sanford, buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Hey, that means good night, don't it?
Right.
Good night, so long, and I'll see you at the next revolution.
Hey, Pop, would you leave Julio alone?
No, that's all right, man. Whenever he says things like that, I just turn the other cheek.
Well, turn your cheek toward Puerto Rico and follow it.
Hey, Lamont, I just came by to tell you, man, I can't make that movie tonight.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, I'm just too tired, man. You know, I drove over 200 miles making pickups today.
200 miles?
Yeah.
You've been to Tijuana. Now, where are they?
Who?
In wetbacks.
Hey, Lamont, we'll make the movie some other time, okay, man?
Okay, it's been a hard day for me, too. Look, why don't you grab a squat before you split?
Great. Hey, you know something, man? It seems like every day is a hard day on this job, man. I ask myself why I ever got into this job.
Yeah, that's funny. Just this afternoon, I asked myself, why did Julio get into the junk business? Why is he living next door to us? Why is he smuggling wetbacks into America?
Come on, Mr. Sample, you know what I'm talking about, man. Running a junkyard is a rough business, man. Especially when it's a one-man operation like mine.
Hey, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, Julio. Ours is a one-man operation, too. I'll get it.
Long day, man.
Hey, come here, fellas. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey,
No, what does he mean?
Somebody stole all our hubcaps.
Hey, did you get to see the guy who did it?
See him? We didn't even hear him. We had the windows rolled up.
You mean to tell me that they ripped you off while you was in the car?
That's right.
I'm gonna get you some hubcaps.
Mr. Sanford, what will be the cost of those hubcaps?
Let's see, it's $2 each, so that'll be...
Hey, $2 each? Hey, that's too much, man. I mean, I got hubcaps for $1.50. You can have the set for $6.
$5.50, I'll let you have them.
$5.
$4.
$3.
$2.75.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop, what are you doing?
Just back out the way. You're in the middle of a junk wall.
$2.50.
$2.25.
$2.
$2.
That's right, $2, man.
Hell, I'll take them myself.
Do I look like I'm crazy or something? That's my price to them, not you.
What do you mean to them? Ain't my money good enough?
No, your money's good. Yeah, money. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You're both home.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, fellas, what about your hubcaps, man?
Well, we decided to go to Goldstein's across the street.
Goldstein.
I'm glad to agree, Mr. Sanford. I mean, after all, you're both friends of ours, and we wouldn't want to be accused of playing favorites, so we're just going to cut off.
Out.
Oh, yeah, cut out. Right. But if I might be allowed to make one suggestion, that suggestion might be that you guys look to Officer Smith and myself as an example to the future.
Come on, Hoppy.
All right.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What kind of an example?
I am referring to teamwork.
Teamwork?
That's right, teamwork. Instead of hurting each other, you could be helping each other, right, Smitty?
Yeah, right.
Let me illustrate my point musically. You see, wherever we go, whatever we do, you know that we do it together. Wherever.
Get in the car!
Well, you never
get in the car!
What was he talking about?
I know what he was talking about, and I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner.
Think of what?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm right with you, man. Talk to me.
Think of what?
If we had done this a long time ago, we'd probably have a lot of money now.
Think of what?
We could share the work, man. We wouldn't have to put in 12-hour days anymore, huh?
Think of what?
And by not competing, we wouldn't lose sales like we just did.
Think of what?
We pool our resources, man. We could advertise on TV.
Think of what?
Merger!
Merger? With him?
Yeah, what do you think of it, Pop?
Well, on one hand, the state of the economy rules out merger, as opposed to private enterprise. Then on the other hand, that's a better merger. You see, all I have to do is merge these knuckles with those 32 teeth. Now that's a merger.
Now look, we're making the right move, man. You're the guy that told me yourself that I should take a vacation, right? Well, now I'll be able to do that, and so will you.
Me?
Yes, when we're not here to watch the business, Julio will watch it.
And who's going to watch Julio?
Julio's completely trustworthy, man. A guy that owns a goat can't be all bad. And besides, he's got a lot of good ideas. He said that if the business works out, we could even sell franchises.
You mean like them hamburger places?
Exactly.
Well, what are we going to call it? Junk in the box?
Look, there's other advantages to it, too, Pop. In fact, you might become just as famous as your friend Crazy Hal.
What?
That's right. That's Julio's idea. He said that if we combine our resources, we could even do television commercials. Man, now how does that sound to you?
Look, I'm not giving my blue chip stamp to nobody.
Hey, Lamont, take this, man. I got this stuff for the sign.
Out of sight.
Yeah. Sign? What sign?
For our new name, man. Fuentes and Sanford.
Vaya.
Shouldn't that be Sanford and Fuentes?
No, man. Because you see, F comes before S. And besides, Fuentes is such a beautiful name, man. I mean,
Fuentes. Vaya.
As opposed to Sanford. I mean, Fuentes means fountains. Sanford means without four. I mean,
it also means without teeth.
Okay, Sanford and Fuentes. That's settled, man. One name each, 50-50. Beautiful.
Hold tight. 50-50?
Yeah.
That's a little wrong. See, because there's two of us and there's only one of you. It should be one-thirds and two-thirds.
Oh, wait a second. I got just as much junk as you got.
Yeah, I know. See, but there's two of us. You get a whole profit to yourself. We have to split ours two ways, you dig?
Yeah, you're right, man. Okay, that's fair. One third and two thirds.
Sal.
That'd give us the controlling vote to form a power block. And the first thing I'm gonna vote on is to power you out the block.
Hey, that's enough. Now, would you dig yourself
up? Hey, wait a second, Lamont. You shouldn't talk to him like that, man.
If you don't mind, Julio, this is between me and my pop. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I know it's between you and your father, man, but he's also my partner, man. I don't think anybody should be yelling at my partner like that, man.
You tell him, Julio.
All right. Hey, come on, let's go outside and tear the fence down.
Great, man.
Tear the fence down? No, wait a minute. Not my fence. Not the one I built with your own two hands.
Sorry, Mr. Sapper, but one business, one yard.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, honey. Did you hear that? I'm coming, darling. I lost my son and my business in the same day. It's them Puerto Ricans. You give them a toe, they take a foot. Give them a foot, they take an ankle. Give them an ankle, they take a leg. I'm coming to join you, honey, before they take the good parts.
Hey, wait, that's funny. Hey, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that radiator we sold yesterday? Yeah, we got $20 for that, didn't we?
Yeah, 20 big ones. 2-0.
Yeah, well, how come in the sales record here you got it marked 1-0?
I always do that. And I expect you to do the same. Whenever I sell something for 2-0, I put out 1-0, so that means the tax man gets 0.
Right, man. That's really great. You know, partner, Fred.
Call me Mr. Sanford.
Oh. Okay, Mr. Sanford. I was thinking, you remind me a little of my father. You know that? Yeah, he had a good head for business, man. I mean, he knew how to wheel and deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, he really had it on the ball, man. Just like you, Mr. Sanford.
Call me Fred.
Oh, I'll get it.
Fred. Julio Fuentes, big time tycoon.
Sanford and Fuentes. Oh, yeah, Channel 14, right. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's right, I talked to you before, yeah. Okay, we'll have it for you by next week. Thank you very much, goodbye.
Who is that, who?
Hey, man, that was a TV station, Channel 14, man. They said that it's going to cost us $90 to put a commercial on the late movie.
Hey, beautiful. Hey, we can handle that, can't we, Pop?
Sure we can, don't cost us but $45.
Hey, wait a minute, man. You got two-thirds interest, right? So, that means two of you gotta pay $60, I pay $30. That's two-thirds, right?
Oh, no, you got that wrong. See, that's when you're sharing the profits. See? The expenses are different.
Well, how do you figure that, man?
It's just business mathematics. It's the law of the triangle.
The law of the triangle, huh?
Yeah, I'll explain that to you. See, you have one piece over here, and we have two pieces. See, we put our two pieces together, and it comes to a point. So shove that point in your ear.
Hey, Pop, would you stop fooling around when we're trying to do business here?
Man, he didn't mean nothing by it. And I told you, man, don't say nasty words to my partner, man.
And I told you that he's my pop first and your partner second.
Hey, Lamont, listen, man, we can't...
Wait, I don't have to... I know about the business. I've been in this business for 32 years.
Fellas, listen to me. Let's settle this thing calmly, like gentlemen. Son, punch him in the mouth.
You know, this is silly, man.
That's right. I don't even know what we're arguing about.
I don't either, man. We shouldn't argue like this.
I'll tell you. I'll get back to the sales record, you know?
Okay. Right. I'm going to get Rollo on the phone.
Rollo?
Yeah. Yeah, see, he's got a camera, and he volunteered to do the TV commercial for us.
Over my dead body. I know what that Cecil D. DePorno is going to do. I know what kind of movie he's going to make. I'm going to have to undress.
No, you won't.
I will. I have to pose in different positions.
You will not.
I'll have to wear a mask so my friends won't know me. I can see it now. Channel 10 presents Fred Sanford starring in
Deep Junk.
Son will be over here and you can shoot from there.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. We get everything.
Hey, Pop, I'd like for you to meet Haywood Jones. He teaches a film class over here in the community. Haywood, this is my pop.
How do you do, sir?
Sir, I like a guy call me sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Could be, Haywood. Is this the camera here? Ah, very good. Yes, I want to be sure everything's all set. All set, huh? Everything is all under control, huh?
We're all set.
All set, and any special instructions?
Well, when you start out, just get the camera tight in on my face. See, I'm going to explain
to you. Wait a minute, Lamont. No, I'm going to do the commercial, man. It was my idea, remember?
Yeah, see, I know it was your idea, but see, Julio, I'm the one that took the acting lessons, and I didn't want to bring this up, but you got an accent.
What are you talking about? Who got an accent? I ain't got no accent.
Yes, you do, Julio.
No, I don't, man. Everybody understands me, right? Right, Mr. Sanford?
Huh? Hey, that's it. Let's just get the camera.
Hey, no, wait a second, man. Let's talk about this.
I want to go to the camera.
Oh, fellas, why don't we just ask the senior partner? What do you say, Mr. Sanford?
I say, forget them two. I'm doing a commercial.
You?
Yeah. Because, see, I got something them two don't have.
What?
A beard.
Oh. So what does that mean?
Well, people respect a middle-aged guy with a beard. Now, take Abraham Lincoln and Moses and Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack? Maybe he's got something, Lamont. Maybe he's right.
I don't know, Julio. I feel that I should do it.
I know. Here. Here, hold these cards here and hold them steady so I can reach. Y'all back up over there a little bit. No, back up out the way.
Oh, man. You ready now, Mr. Sanford?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Roll them there.
Stand by.
What you get?
Roll them. Slate. And action. Hold it. Cut it. What's the matter, Mr. Sanford?
I forgot my props.
Forget his props.
Wait a second. Forget the props. While he's gone, get the camera in here.
The camera.
See, now the approach will be over here.
Okay.
Approach
over there.
Hey, that's it.
Okay.
I'm ready now.
You all set, Mr. Sanford? Okay, very good. Stand by. Roll him.
Back out of the way.
Oh, man.
Please back up out the way.
Action!
Hi. You're probably wondering what this junk is doing in the Y Boys camp.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What are you doing?
I saw Steve Allen do this on TV, and he sold a lot of cars.
But maybe you should just tell it like it is. You know, I mean, straight and simple.
Okay,
nice.
Okay.
Okay, 86 to trees. Okay, stand by. Stand by, Mr. Shepard.
Oh,
roll
man.
Election!
Hi, I'm Fred. Fly me to junk
city. Wait a minute!
Fred, wait a second, man, wait.
I don't understand what's going on.
Would you stop fooling around?
Leave him alone, man.
Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. I'm back on out the way.
Wait,
give me some action.
Can we get it?
Please, just...
Okay, roll him. Action!
As I was saying... My name is Fred Sanford, and I'm president of Sanford and Fuente.
Su nombre es Fred Sanford, yes, el presidente.
Wait a minute!
Cut!
What's the matter? We don't need no help from you.
I'm not helping, man. I'm translating for our Chicano viewers. Go on, Fred. You're doing great.
Get out the way.
Okay, roll them action. Go ahead.
Folks, this is our junkyard here, a giant supermarket of junk.
Esto es nuestro supermarket here, un gigante supermarket de junkería.
That's right. We've got more junk than we know what to do with.
Es correcto. Tenemos más junk aquí que sabemos qué vamos a hacer con él. Imagínate, chico, pues sí.
If we lined all this stuff up in the end, it would reach from here to Yugoslavia.
Si ponemos toda la porquería que tenemos aquí de una línea directa, llega desde aquí hasta Yugoslavia. Imagínate, chico, pues sí. Aquí está.
You gotta see it, folks, to believe. This is the place to make a better
deal. Tiene que verlo para creerlo. Este es el sitio para un mejor deal. Vaya, aquí mismo.
How would you like a fat lip?
¿Cómo le gustaría un labio grueso?
All right, well, you be quiet, please.
Can I talk, man? Can I say something?
But just smack him out the way. Folks, we'd like you to come down and see for yourself. We got everything you want right here. Refrigerator, stove, car parts, everything you need right here. So you're looking for a good deal?
Está buscando
cash
un buen
or
deal.
Credit?
Cash
new customer, old.
Nuevo customer,
no
viejo.
Down payment.
Ningún down payment necesario.
You don't even have to be a veteran.
No tiene que ser veterano.
If you've been in a gang fight,
si una pelea de ganga.
And we'll take care of your contract and your insurance.
Tenemos
right
contrato y
if you lose
aquí mismo
a leg,
si pierde una
we'll
pierna,
help you find your leg. Here, folks, is just one
aquí,
letter.
Señoras y señores, hay una carta que hemos recibido de un customer satisfecho.
Dear Mr. Sanford,
querido Fuentes, señor Sanford y Fuentes.
We are satisfied with our...
Estamos muy satisfechos con nuestro...
Many people have come here.
Mucha gente han comentado que
nunca
han visto tan exquisito junk como
este. We've always been treated
siempre nos tratan con respeto.
We are very crazy.
Estamos muy
apreciados por nuestro swimming pool.
Porque nuestro hijo no tiene miedo de agua o junk.
Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah.
can be in a commercial, then I can be in a commercial too. Now just go ahead and roll them, Haywood, and you tell them who I am.
Just keep it rolling, roll.
Friends, I'd like you to meet somebody very close to me. This is my dog's.
That's super.
And I'm one of the
people
here. Will you shut up?
Shut up. You shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. You shut up.
No, you shut up. Why should I shut up?
You don't tell my son to shut up. You shut up.
And you shut up and stay out of it.
You stay out of it.
Don't tell me to stay out of it. Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
I mean, you guys are crazy. You with your dumb trees and your wide boys camp. You with that yo-yo tie. And you with the junk career. I don't understand what's going on.
After that commercial and not one customer yet. You seen anybody?
I ain't seen nobody.
Nobody, man.
But then that commercial wasn't exactly the best one in the world, man. Especially when the director starts trying to swim in the pool.
Hey, you know, that's the first time we laughed together in a week, man.
That's right, man. You know it feels good?
I know. Hey, what should we do with the sign?
Oh, man, I don't know. You keep it.
I don't want it.
I don't know. What do you want to do with it?
Let's burn it.
Jam it, man.
Right. That's the first thing we agreed on since before the merger.
Dig it.
You know, it's too bad that we had to dissolve a partnership to be friends again.
I know you know, I think that's right what they say, man, that friends should not go into business together.
That's true, man.
Well,
I've heard
that
a lot of times before.
Dig it.
My grandmother used to tell me that.
Your grandmother?
When I was a little kid.
Well, I see you two talking again. Oh, well.
And that's the way it's going to be from now on, right, who?
That's right, man. Mm-hmm. Together.
All right.
Oh, I think I'm going to get sick. But you do make a lovely couple. Tweedly Dee and Tweedly Dummy. Listen, Julio, why don't you gather up your stuff and adios?
Right.
Hey, I hope you sort out your stuff, Julio.
You don't have to help him sort out nothing. I know everything in here. That brown rug over here with the stain on it, and this decorated lamp, and this chair with the back out and this stuff coming out of it, and that muffin pan, and this washboard. Now, that's all. Now, get your stuff and take it back where you got it from, your bedroom. Telescope. Patty bowl.
Hey, what? Hey, man, when is dinner? I'm starving.
Dinner? Oh, I'll get to it in a minute.
Oh, great. Hey, you got about a dozen books here, man. It must have took you a long time to put all them stamps in there.
No, just about an hour or so.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are we having for dinner?
Your favorite. Tongue.
Oh, out of sight.
Yeah. I'll get it for you as soon as I finish this last book.
Okay.
We'll be right back.